Hello. Can you hear me? Can you hear me now? Can you hear me now? I'm hoping you can hear me. I can hear me. I am Izzoellen Wrights, and this is Izzoellen Wrights Grown Up Storytime. I discovered when listening back to the last podcast that when it's silent for me, the music, that means you guys can't hear it either. So if you are, go back and listen to the podcast I did with Johnny J. Hammer. I need to edit that. I need to download it and edit it and cut off the almost 3 minutes of dead air time while I was getting coffee. Hi, Zane. I thought you work. Aren't you at work? I'm waiting for Monica Kelly audio to come into the chat. She is on the other side of the world. And Zane is in the chat and Monica's on the other side of the world, and I have been up since midnight. I did sleep. I went to bed early and I slept. I went to bed about 10. Oh, there she is.
Hello?
Hello.
Hello?
Yes, I can hear you.
Hi, how are you?
I'm fine.
Sorry to wake you up so early.
Big virtual hug. I'm like passing out the hug.
Aw. Cuddly. How are you?
I'm doing well. It is 6 a.m. and I've been up pretty much all night writing poetry because that's just what I do lately. But no, I'm doing really good. It's good to hear your voice. How are you? What? So you're GMT. Your GM, yes. Is that England? Is that, yes. Where are you? Yes. Okay. England or Australia. I'm like, Australia, England? I don't remember. Because I'm so prepared. I am like the most prepared host at all times, really. Aww. Not.
Okay.
So I've been talking about, you know, that you're a voice artist. I kind of introduced you a little bit and I put on Twitter, hey, she's been in a couple Mute Zero productions, but could you tell my audience who you are? Who are you?
I'm trying to find that out as well.
Oh yeah, right.
Well, we are, aren't we? I mean, we're all on this journey actually and finding our true selves. I believe
who we are, what we like, because that seems to change, you know, all the time for me. I just have it down. True. what I like and you know what I think the world looks like is going to look like that I like. Mm-hmm. And then it changes.
That's true. I actually came to find out that I like voice acting, and I kind of did it without even knowing all these years. I would create these stories, these role plays with myself, sometimes in front of the mirror, sometimes when I'm walking. And by coincidence, I found out that you can actually do that as a living.
That's really interesting. So you create kind of your own little, why were you creating? I mean, are you, that's that, okay, as a storyteller, that's totally something I would do. So was that, were you telling yourself stories or?
Kind of leaving the dull world behind you and going into your own world and creating these storylines and these fantasies that you always wanted to live in. So it kind of attracted me to do this and try to explore and write more and do it on a kind of regular basis.
That's neat. So when did you find out that you could take, you know, what was almost natural to you and a passion for you and turn it into a possible future, a possible way to make a little extra income. What connected those two together?
2019 wasn't really a good year for me. And by coincidence, I was kind of in this situation where I needed somebody to talk to me, to reassure me, to tell me that everything's going to be okay. And by coincidence, I found out these role plays on YouTube. Some of them are from Cardlin Audio and other Asmarists as well. And I love the idea because I kind of did it naturally by my own, but doing it, you know, on a social media platform and having people really engaging in your content, I found it really fascinating. And it actually started from there. I think it was back in November 2019.
Wow. I didn't even notice all the AS, what is it? ASMR. What is the acronym? Artists until I kind of came around the other direction, and there are hundreds and all different types, and the creativity is boundless, but I didn't even know that was a thing. YouTube is such a weird platform. You know, it's like you can go on and you find your little niche. It doesn't introduce you to new things unless it's, you know, either super current and popular or, you know, pop culture-y, like a movie or whatever, or news. But it doesn't introduce you to all the little nooks and crannies. And so I'd been on YouTube for a while looking up craft stuff and had no idea. And so then I come back around and I'm like, oh my gosh, I looked it up. I don't remember why I was looking it up. I was probably looking for a voice, and I could not believe how many artists there were doing all these different types of things. Some of them were just like sounds.
Correct.
And some of them were just boyfriend experiences or girlfriend experiences. Some of them were like even doctor preparation experience. I don't know. Some of them were, you know, like going to the dentist and, you know, but a positive.
People get very creative, and you're surprised sometimes on how people are get relaxed in certain kind of contents. Simple things like tapping. I would never imagine that people will feel really relaxed and get the tingle sensation from only tapping. So there's really a very big range of things that you can do in this big umbrella of ASMR. But what actually caught my attention was the voice of ASMR, or let's say doing role plays and talking to somebody and reassuring them and giving them love and support. I feel that, and my background is actually human resources. I did a lot of employee relations. So I know that feeling of, you know, reassuring people and letting them know that everything's going to be okay and all that stuff. So it kind of helped. And I started at the beginning of my journey as just responding to famous asthmarists and kind of responding to their role plays, so I can kind of get myself into the environment, to the vibe, let's say, and started writing my own scripts, or sometimes performing scripts from people who post it on Reddit, for example. And it all started from there.
That's just okay. So I'm looking at your YouTube channel, and did you write the lyrical poems inspired by the Final Fantasy music?
Yes.
those were really beautiful. Those, you know, and I like the poetry, and I really enjoyed those. And then I'm seeing the role play "Have You Eaten Today" by Becca, and that one's a really emotional one too, isn't it? And yeah, it's gotten quite a few views.
I think it's over 1,000 views. I think. Last time I checked, I'm not sure, but I can understand what Becca has been going through, because I myself, as a person who has been overweight before, and you know, these steps where you are in trying to lose weight and you can't, and you want fast results, but you know inside that it has to go slowly. Nothing happens, yes, you know, in one click. Yeah, so you need that reassurance. You need sometimes people to tell you that it can be a long journey, but you have to do it step by step. You can't rush it. Don't, you know, force yourself to not eat or and the stuff that goes on in the role play. Yeah, I can totally relate to Becca's writing, and that's why I wanted to perform it, because I totally understand it.
That's just that you have so many different types and kinds, and just really interesting. Just good stuff. Wow, you have
Thank
a lot
you.
Of content. I didn't realize how much content you had. See, because I'm just so prepared, yeah. Right?
There are a couple.
You have done, so those are like role plays, and there's poetry and there's mm-hmm. affirmations, but with Mute Zero, you're actually taking on, when you do one of those productions, you're taking on a character. I know you were in The Natural Ones, have you? Mm-hmm. And then you're in Meme. Have you been in, oops, oh, good Lord, I turned it on. have you been in, are those the only two, or have you been in others?
These are the only two so far. Yeah,
so far. I know there's going to be much, much more coming out of the Mute Zero Studios. Yes. I cannot wait.
It's always a pleasure to work with Mute. Yeah, if he tells me that I've got a character, and even if it's just a sigh, I would do it without even discussing it.
You guys are so, you're just like, I would do it.
Yeah. Blindly, I would, yes.
So what, without giving any of the spoilers away from Meme, his latest production, what part did you play in Meme?
So I played Eve Green, who is the British IT consultant that the general and the analyst actually call in to try to negotiate with these cyber terrorists. Yeah, and that went pretty well.
Yeah, it went so great. Oh, yeah. I just kind of felt a little, you know, like, and they, yeah, wanted you especially. And so, when I didn't realize until I talked to you guys the first time with The Natural Ones that you have to do all your recording you do alone, and then it's Mute who puts everything together. So this is a longer script, and it's also multi-acted. It's I'm pretty sure, well, so far, I think it's his biggest, you know, so ensemble cast. So what was that like? Because you're not just talking back and forth to one person this time. You're or two people even. There was several people you're talking back and forth to. And, you know, you've got, I think Eve had good guys in her ear, but while she's standing in a room full of bad guys. So there's some tone things, there's some interaction things. Mm. Was that more difficult or?
I mean, I think when we got the script, I think it was about 37 pages. And I knew, comparing to The Natural Ones, I knew that this is something really heavy and it needs more concentration and more imagination than The Natural Ones. The Natural Ones was more direct. And my role was quite little comparing to the other guys, and it was really obvious what the character of the cleric was, and especially you've got the cleric and you've got C, so you've got two personalities, but at the same time it was very straightforward. But for Eve, like you said, she's been talking to the general in her ear and with these three loonies. And she's trying to hold a grip. She's trying to be patient, but obviously she is not. She's talking with children who are talking about theories that cannot be applicable. in the modern times. And she's trying her best to try to negotiate, but yeah, things happen. And So
oh my God.
I tried as much as I can, because I knew, I mean, from what I've learned from the natural ones is that I was a little bit monotoned, and I tried to avoid that in meme. So what I did is I tried to record at least two takes of each sentence, because I couldn't know how, for example, Moonlight's audio is going to respond to me, or how Betty is, and the rest. So I tried to make as much as I can different takes with different tones. So hopefully when Mute starts to mix and match with the lines, he can try, or he can get the best lines to suit the responses that follows. So yeah, and understanding the character, I think, obviously is the thing as well. But overall, it was a hell of a good of an experience for me. And it was such a delight.
The script is really amazing. I mean, I love his, I have talked to Quincy about it, and all the different layers pretty much anything so far. The last, this one in the, Is it My Closest Friend before that? Just the layers in his script that he's getting to do are kind of, you know, from a writer's perspective, and then to be able to put voice to it and envision it and everything are a little bit genius level. Not that I, you know, audio god, definitely. It didn't occur to me that maybe I should. You know, I lent my voice, did a little cameo at the beginning of it. And I'm not necessarily, it makes me very uncomfortable to talk about it, because I don't want anybody to tell me I did a great job. So, but it was also a great honor to be in it and a lot of fun. It makes me squirm a little bit. I don't know why. And I haven't even listened to the replay, but I did the same thing. I had 4 lines. And so I had plenty of time, very easy to, you know, record different takes. So I did kind of the same thing as record, because you just don't know. And I he gives a little direction. There's direction there, but there's also a lot of flexibility. And and that's kind of fun to play with, but I didn't know what, you know. Where to go with that.
To the audio god and he'll do it.
I know.
You imagine it in your head, but then in the post-production, it turns out to be something quite different, but even better than what you imagined. And that's why you find us really, all of us feeling this great vibe in us that we're going to expect something great.
It's going to come together so much better than
exactly.
And it does, because he adds the music and the layers, and then he pieces it out and he does his magic definitely. Yeah. So that was a good experience. Are you wanting to do more I know you would for Mute in a minute, but if somebody came up to you and said, hey, we're hiring for this audio drama, I've actually, now that I've been on Twitter a little bit, I'm seeing more of them, which is fantastic to me. If nothing else comes out of isolation, if people doing lots and lots of these would be it, you know, that could be a positive thing. Are you looking to do more then?
Yes, absolutely.
Yes, yes, please.
If it was from new production or other people, absolutely. Because it's nice to bring back those old kind of fashion radio shows. People listening to them. It's exactly like if you're watching a Netflix movie or any kind of film, but really using your ears and only, you know, the sense of hearing to imagine all this stuff. I'm very glad actually. I know that COVID and the isolation is kind of bad, but I think there's something good coming from it, which is people are liking to listen again.
I hope so. I mean, I think so. I don't know. It's not like I've seen studies, but you know, you've watched all your Netflix, you're doing all of this, you've listened to the radio 100 times, you want to maybe do something a little different, and then there's an audio drama. I know that meme was, I was looking at it, it's had the most views so far, which is amazing. I love that. And I'm just hoping that, it would grow. He'll probably listen to this mute. I'm waiting for the children's production because they need audios that they can learn to listen to. And, you know, Mon would be great in one of those too. Just saying, put a bug in his ear. I know he's talked about that before, but, exactly. I'd love to see more. And you're really super talented. You have I'm getting so much. Even Quincy was like, she's going to bring her A game. I got to like he doesn't. Right. But
he was fab. Quincy. Oh gosh.
Yeah. So now you also, I know, so you write poetry. What else do you write? I mean, what else are you doing creative? You're a storyteller. So what else are you doing creatively? Well, I don't want to miss anything. I mean, and then time. Okay, so if you're not doing it now, let's just factor in maybe 5 years from now.
I mean, I'm trying to think what I'm going to do tomorrow. What about? I'm an English literature graduate, so writing was something that I was really, I was always passionate about. It was a shame that you like to write, but then when you start, you know, priorities of life like work and responsibilities and all that stuff, it's not a priority anymore. You just leave it aside. I had a notebook where I used to write all my poetry and my thoughts, and I haven't touched it the past 10 years, only recently when I started, you know, doing the role plays and everything, and realized that improvising for a role play isn't enough. You have to write. And that's when I started to write again, and remembering that I used to write poetry and prose and thoughts. Nature inspires me a lot. So, I mean, I think I tweeted the other day, it was a couple of months ago, about the sunset. And I retweeted it, I think, and you retweeted it as well.
Yes. Seeing more poetry in your feed, and I'm like, retweet that. Gotta retweet that.
Any kind of nice feeling, any kind of vibe, good, positive energies, I would love to talk about it because, I mean, we're human beings in the end. We have to express. I've been, you know, kind of leaving that. Oh, I left it a long time ago, so I'm kind of resuming it again, and understanding that I can take this further in a format of script writing, probably, or poetry. I don't know if you've seen this before, but on Valentine's Day, I actually wrote a script on my own, I did this kind of two video. Valentine's kind of special with a voice actor by the name of Ozzy, and I actually produced it and did the editing and everything, and it turned out to be quite nice. I mean, it's kind of geeky in a sort, kind of cheesy, but yeah, it was nice. So it was a nice experiment. I kind of understood where my kind of points of strength and weakness is. I would like to kind of expand more. A novel is something that I would want to do one day because I kind of started one when I was in uni and never completed it. So I think I have to go back to my notes and revive that again.
Yes. Yeah. It's The having time to do thing and with the creativity thing is the biggest challenge, I think, for people who are more on the creative bent, because you got to take care of your responsibilities. But all the time you're like, I wish I was, I wish I was, I wish I was. Yeah. And I don't know if it happens to you, but I'd be at work. Ah, I have so many ideas. I have this, I have that. And then I'd get home, or I have a day off and I'm like, oh, I don't, I just need to sleep.
<You know>? Yes. That happens all the time.
You have all the best ideas when you can't do anything about it.
True. I mean, I don't know if you know this, but I'm also a performer on Vanilla Audio. And I have a couple of ideas in my mind to write the script and perform and send it over. But I'm just not, you know, sitting on my chair and doing it.
I want
inspiration. I want to write. I have the ideas. I brainstormed for these, but I just need to hold that pen and start writing or typing, let's say.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah. You know, just get down and it's all ready. You're ready to do it. You just need to do it. Come on, you can do it.
Yeah. I just need to push. Just give me, you know, the end of the thread for me to follow.
Exactly. So your stuff on Vanilla Audio, what is that content like? Because Vanilla Audio is kind of an adult site. Yes, so what are you producing over there? Although they do all kinds of stuff. I know that they do soft affirmation and all, you know, it's there is some flexibility, probably a little bit more than some for the artist. But what are you doing over there?
I have only one role play over there, which was considered to be semi-erotic. Even though I don't do erotica, but it was okay. I mean, I was happy with that. But the coming ones that I'm going to do is going to be suitable for work. Some of the role plays that I used to do when I was alone, and these kind of role plays, I'm going to try to put it over there and see if people like it, and I'll try to do more.
Yeah, you got to get some content over there for everybody. And are you doing so female for male, or would it be female for anybody? Or
it could be it could be for everybody, really. It could female to male, it could be female to female, it could be female to all. I mean, I'm open in that kind of sorts. So yeah, that's fine.
That's neat. That's great. So you're on YouTube, you're on Vanilla Audio. Are you on, you're probably on Reddit too. Yes. Are you still on Reddit?
I haven't been posting a lot on Reddit because I've kind of been a little bit busy. I'm doing also audiobooks.
That's amazing.
I actually got two offers to do two audiobooks, and I've got one due end of June and end of July. So that's why I've been a little bit away from Reddit and YouTube these past couple of months, hoping that if I finish those, I get hopefully more and and do more, you know, kind of creative work as well. I'm really enjoying it because it's nice to kind of narrate, you know, a story. And I've got two audiobooks. One is a young adult fantasy, and the other is a woman's kind of short stories. Kind of different, but very nice to hear, hopefully.
Oh, I'm sure it is. Zane is in the chat and he's very encouraging. He's like, "Woo, I remember when you announced that a while back, still hyped, and you have an excellent voice, tone, speech pattern for audiobooks." He's just
Thank you, Zane.
So that's really, now how is audiobooks different? I mean, I always wonder, are they reading it perfectly? How are they doing that? Because I could never read something perfectly.
Well, it takes a lot of takes. I mean, I don't know if you also notice, sometimes I would tweet my, you know, my tongue-tied take.
No, I miss those. Those must be hilarious.
Oh, you have to see them. They are very funny.
I'm going to go through and I'll retweet them, because I know that, you know, typos can be pretty funny too. But so I bet your tongue-tied takes. I can't even say it. Tongue-tied takes.
Tongue-tied takes. say it. The text.
Yeah, exactly. Are pretty funny. I know. In My Hands Audio did a couple blooper reels, and his weren't safe for work. They were, but on some of them, he'd be like he, she, her, it, him, he, she, her, because he kept saying that.
Yeah, there could be sometimes some swearing, sometimes. Not all the time, sometimes. But yeah, I mean, like the word abruptly, it took me so much time to get that word properly. Even now, abruptly, until I got it right. And every time I see that word in the manuscript, oh no, it's that word again.
It's
I hate
coming.
Yeah, it takes some time for you to master it, really. And it kind of combines voice acting and storytelling at the same time. So you have to have that storytelling voice, and at the same time, try to, as much as you can, try to portray the character with your voice. You would have also male characters, so it would be difficult as a female narrator or narrator to... kind of make a male voice, but you have to try to portray it as close as you can. So yeah, you have these kinds of challenges, but it works out. And in the end, you want the listener to actually enjoy the story. That's the whole point of it. So yeah, if those two audiobooks are approved by Audible, hopefully you'll have a listen and you tell me if I did a good job or not.
Okay, I will. And then I might suggest you go and do a LibriVox book, because there's somebody who does, there's an older lady who does several of the Jane Austen books, and I don't enjoy her. I'd much rather enjoy you. She's really good, but it just, when she starts to do the male voice, it just doesn't work for me. But I think you'd be great at it.
Thank you.
I know Zane has, I've had people request some stories from me, and Zane will, I'll do audio, I'll create a script for a man, but I usually do it first person and then cut out all the girl parts so that they don't have to say it, because I don't know. I'm going for these deep male voices, and so I'm trying to avoid. But then I'm doing some female audio too. I don't know. I love storytelling is my jam, and I love connecting all the dots of the, from the storyteller, the story, the book, the words, to creating audio, to the visual. It's not necessarily a new thing for me to want to, what are movies? But I just am fascinated with the whole process of doing it. And that's really neat. It didn't occur to me that they don't take it in one. Obviously, they edit it, but there's obviously somebody's editing it. It's not perfect all the time. Are you on? I know that authors can go to, I'm not sure, is it Audible, and pick somebody to read their book. Are you on a site like that where somebody can pick you and say, "I want Monica"?
Yes. There's a website called acx.com.
ACX.com.
I think it's Audio Exchange something creators, something like that. It's ACX, ACX, ACX.com. And that is where publishers or agents or even writers, if they have a book and they want to find producers, or they're called producers, but they're actually narrators, you can actually filter or find the voice that you want to narrate your audiobook.
That's neat. So if they were looking for a nice English accent and effeminate, you'd be like...
Find me there.
You would be there. That's good. You have your paintbrush in a lot of different pots.
Yes, I'm trying.
Has COVID enabled you to do that more? Have you had more free time to do that, or have you been working the whole time too?
Well, I had a project when we started lockdown here in England, so I kind of worked that worked on my project, my consultation business during the day, and I would record at night because, you know, kids are at home as well.
And yes. You can, and they're noisy.
Yes. I mean, you can understand that children want to play, and I really don't blame them, really. But they're always outside. You've got cars zooming, especially my office slash studio is near a window, which is actually on the road. And it's impossible for me to record during the daytime. Yeah. So I think in May time, what I did is that I would record from 11 to 5 in the morning and then sleep until 12, 1 o'clock in the afternoon. That was kind of my routine in the past month. And now I switched it because I felt tired after that. So I switched it. I'm starting now to sleep around 9, even though here in England, 9 is still daytime because the sun doesn't set until around 10.
Oh, wow.
Yeah. And I wake up at 4 in the morning, try to get some, you know, kind of productive hours up to 7. And then the cars start to zoom in. That's when I just, you know, take a break, go for a walk, and then do something else. Yeah,
I would think you're creating such professional content that that, you know, getting that quiet space is really important, because editing out a car in the it's hard.
And when they start to zoom in, I would, you know, kind of reading something, and there goes the pirate. Zoom, and pause. Take that out and record it again.
I know, to pause, take it out, and then it can be, the only time I don't like to podcast during the day, because especially summertime, it's the weed eaters and the lawnmowers and that are so much, so loud. Fridays, it's the garbage trucks. Yeah. I understand. Exactly. Yeah. I had seen, there was somebody who does audio on Twitter or something that I followed recently, and he was videoing himself doing his audio. He was in his closet, and it was not, I mean, literally, there were clothes hanging all around him, and he's sitting on the floor with the computer, like on a box thing. But he's got his secure room.
The things we do to get that perfect silent sound.
Oh, yeah.
Dead silence. We do a lot to do that. I mean, not just in the closet, and also, you know, the isolation bricks and foam and all that stuff. Oh, it's a nightmare, but you get it. I mean, I think I think I had a discussion once with somebody, which we talked about microphones and stuff like that, and we kind of came up with the conclusion that it's not really the microphone that you need to invest in, it's really the isolation and the environment. So if you've got a very quiet environment, whatever kind of mic you have, you will get a very good sound and production from it.
Yeah, like right now it's very quiet here at 6 in the morning, so you know.
Quiet here.
Well, I'm not picking up any extra, so I don't, you know. But then I'm not a professional either. I'm just a woman with a microphone. I just plug this sucker in and push a button, so I don't, you know.
So I've actually learned all this on the way, so I didn't know about all that stuff.
I'm learning two more, but I don't care, you know. That's so much effort for me. I need to spend, and I'm doing, I should spend more time writing. Calamaxos is in the chat, and he says, audio is a challenge. I'm in awe of people who can do it. We're in awe of you, because you do it, and you do it well, and you've got, you know, now that you're branching out and doing so many things, and I would love to see so much more. You're a really talented writer, and I can't wait to see more of that, too, just because, you know, I like the words, but.
Thank you. Yeah.
So you have kids. How many kids do you have?
I don't have kids.
Oh, I thought you, oh, the neighbor's kids.
The neighbor's kids.
I'm like, kids. Amelia did a voice for me, and she has toddlers, and she's recording for me, and she's like, pause for toddler, and you could hear the footsteps in the hall. Zoom.
Yeah, I bet it's a challenge.
Oh yeah, I have, my kids are older, but my one of my sons will play the piano, and it seems like he loves to get on just when I want to record. So yeah, and pound really loud, and he's learning it. So it's the same little piece over and over and over. It's a little maddening, but you know. So what is, we talked about what is next. We talked about where you're, are there any place else where you have something going? We got Reddit. We've got the books. You've got YouTube. You've got Vanilla Audio. You've got, is that it? You're on Twitter, and yes, you're pretty active on Twitter too. So people, we can follow Monica on Twitter and keep up with her. And I'm going to find her tweets, her tongue twister. I still can't say it. Tongue twister tweet. Tongue tied tongue twister tweet.
That's basically it.
That's still a lot.
Yeah, that's basically it. I did have a project in mind in doing special audios, but I think that's on hold for the moment until I kind of get some more time to do that.
Oh, time is the curse of creative, every creative person. Oh. I'm telling you.
Yeah, so yeah, I kind of put it on hold for now, but yeah, that's something maybe I'll do in the near future.
Near future, going to keep that. So if you were to say, I'm just going to pull this question out of my hat, your mission statement for telling stories, if people were looking at your bio and you had to give them a mission statement of what you want to provide as an audio artist, what would your mission statement be? Yeah, I'm sorry. I'm a terrible, horrible person.
Basically, it would be trying to touch your heart with my voice and make it happy.
Oh, I love that. Okay, you got to put that somewhere because that's beautiful.
That would be basically it. Monica Kelly Audio,
touching you with my voice, touching your heart with my voice to make you happy. Oh! There's so many things you could do with that too. You know, you're like, okay, you can do some, just so many sweet ways. It fits all of your positive affirmation, you know, all your role plays. It fits anything you wanted to do, branching out, you know, books with the young adult. It fits. That would be beautiful. I like that. That works. Well, we've been on 43 minutes. Is there anything else that you want to tell the world? You can say no. I just like to provide, you know, a little extra platform, a little extra time in this time of just where it feels like the world's on fire. You know, if there's something you wanted to, I know I'm just catching you off guard again, but if there's something you wanted to say to just speak positivity out into the atmosphere as somebody who wants to make people happy with their voice, if you had anything you wanted to add.
It's troubling times nowadays. I mean, it's not just COVID, also what's happening in the States, and it's heartbreaking, really. What I want to say is just be nice to one another, be kind to one another. We're all human beings in the end. Just support each other. If you have something nice to say, say it. If you don't, just keep it to yourself.
Exactly. on Twitter, on Facebook, everywhere else, in the grocery store, even to your children, to your relatives, everybody.
A good word does a lot. It can lift spirits up. A good word sometimes can help somebody if they're feeling suicidal. Anything could actually prevent them from stop doing it. So just say more positive and nice words, people. That's it.
That's a good message. And it fits with your Monica Kelly. Touching you with my voice to make you happy. Fits with your new mission statement. I know.
It does. That's beautiful. So beautifully from you as well.
Oh. I'm so glad you came on and that we were able to connect. Did not get to do a personal interview with you when we talked about, although mm-hmm. we did quite talk about natural ones. Was that your first, you were saying, you know, you were trying to change the tone in your voice. Was the natural ones your first kind of ensemble cast?
Yes, it was. Yeah.
I think the first experience is all, you know, I had, is the first experience with anything, you know, you're learning your way. I mean, and I don't, and so I don't know. I couldn't tell. I thought you did fantastic, but you know, you were the ethereal, you know, out there, the cleric, right? And then you're like playing Candy Crush. Was it Candy Crush on your phone? Yeah. And the Doritos. You did it. And very grumpy and irritated. Are we there yet? Kind of thing. No, I think you did.
Yeah, it was hilarious.
Oh, you mute more comedies too. Okay. So you've done two really heavy ones. Just, I know you're.
But they were a delight.
Yes.
And the nice thing about what, especially, I mean, it's good that a director or producer knows his voice actors. When Mute reached out to me for Eve Green, he knew that I can play this role and he understands my voice. And he said that I've written Eve Green for your voice because he understands what I can do. And it's so important that creators or writers understand the voices of the actors so they can know exactly how they can play it out.
That's amazing. No, I agree. And you did amazing. You did a fantastic job. You didn't, you know, it'd be like if you had been trying to tackle, you know, more Elvish or something, or I don't know, but something that was just a little bit more, I think you're right. The way he cast it, he's really good at casting it too, but you were just, you know, don't give him all the credit. Okay. Yes. But come on, maybe he wrote it just for you, but you still hit all the notes right. And I've seen how many notes he gives, and really, they're not enough. So we can't give the man all the credit. You brought your talent to the table. So
Thank you. It's a team effort, really.
Yes, it is.
Everybody was fantastic, even you.
I don't deal well with those kind of compliments. I'm like, oh, I'm never going to do it again. No, maybe. I already told him. I mean, he'll never ask me again. Thank you so much for coming on. And I can't wait. I'm definitely going to go look up your tongue twister tweets. Oh, I said it right. And I'll keep retweeting your poetry because I love seeing that and your photographs and everything. Your feed in general, too, is very positive. I know maybe somebody listening, maybe you're looking for a safe feed you can follow. Mon's feed is very positive. It's also safe for work. And so you might want to just follow her to get a little bit of encouragement and some fun stuff, some positivity in your life and some thoughtful thoughts. Boy, that was a deep thought right there. Anyway, Thank you thank so you. Much for coming on.
You're welcome, and thank you for having me.
Oh, it's a blast. It's a blast. I feel like we just need some, I need more coffee. Maybe if I had a biscuit to give you or something, I don't know. Oh. But it's very good to have you, and thank you for coming into my house today. And thank you, audience, for listening, and for everybody. Make sure you follow Mon, and go, if you haven't watched the production yet of Meme, everybody, you need to go, not watched, but listen to the production of Meme on YouTube. I'm hoping to get it on the podcast soon, this week maybe. And I know that Meme or Mute might even have his own, which would be even better. So
yeah.
So yeah. So I'm gonna sign off and turn my music on and say goodbye.
Bye.
Bye. Thank you again.
Take care. Bye.
Oh, now it's really loud. This is Iswellyn Writes, and I got to talk to Monica Kelly, VA, today about her storytelling, her audio storytelling, and how fantastic was that? I really enjoyed that. I really do. I feel like we just needed to exchange some coffee and some biscuits or something, some rolls or some sweets, and for tea. And that's so fun. I just love meeting new people and hearing about how they're telling stories. And she's got her paintbrush in so many colors that I can't wait to see what comes next. So I hope you guys have a happy Monday. I will be reposting this today. Bless you all.